Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
Sal
Capaccio.
On WGR.
Ahead of mandatory mini camp, we'll get to Mr. Sal Capaccio here. Bills will practice today, a couple days this week, and then big break. The big break for the break before training camp. And here we go, mandatory mini camp. Sal, good morning.
Good morning. Happy mandatory mini camp day. How are you guys?
We're all right. We'd seen the we did not talk yesterday, Sal, right? Did we talk on the way? No. I don't remember. Did we have you on?
Yeah, we had him on yesterday.
Yes, that's right.
We did.
We had you on at 7. We'd heard the report from Adam Schefter. It might be some time before James Cook's back in Buffalo. Now it seems, I don't know, Sal, maybe we're all kids, you know, at Christmas shaking a box and guessing what's inside of it just to fill time. But there have been some rumbles that maybe Cook will be here. You know, ultimately we'll find out in a few hours. But it really is the number 1 through 5 story of this week for mandatory minicamp for the Bills.
Yeah, no doubt. I think in this world of, you know, social media and people who know people, and it's always happened that way, but information goes quickly, but also false information goes quickly. So you never know what's true, what's not. You know, but there's a lot of people out there who maybe claim to have seen him somewhere or know he's here or things like that. But, you know, it's our job to kind of get it right and make sure that we know for sure. So we won't know that until Sean McDermott speaks at 11:45 a.m. today. I mean, it's possible, I guess, we could know for sure something from James himself or the Bills. But 11:45 a.m., that's when Sean McDermott speaks, and we'll know for sure if James Cook is there. But I've heard those same rumblings from people. Now, listen, doesn't mean if he is here that he's going to participate fully. That is another kind of bit to the story, right? Which is he here is number one. Okay. And if it's no, then we know he's not. If it's yes, then the question is he participating with his teammates in mandatory minicamp? Or is it what they call a hold in, which means he's here because that allows him to not get fined. And then, but he still doesn't participate because he is obviously, you know, trying not to get injured and wants this contract and making a statement.
Would it be weird, Sal, if that happened in minicamp? I'm trying to think. Whenever we talk about hold-ins in today's NFL, I feel like they almost are always referencing a player doing it at training camp. Not to say it's never happened at minicamp, but I don't know how normal that is around the league.
I don't think it'd be weird. I think it's happened, Joe. I just think that we don't think about it as much because training camp means a lot more, right? So maybe the storyline doesn't get out there as much. And if you look back, I'm sure that's happened. I think if I remember right, I think Jordan Poyer did for one day, and then he came back, and he participated. And then I think maybe T.J. Watt did a little while ago for the Steelers. I'm not positive, but I don't think it'd be too weird. I mean, I think these things happen. You know, I've seen the reports about, you know, how much money he'd be forfeiting, how it works and all of that. There's so much, like, there's some confusion that's going on, accrued seasons. Let's just say, let me just try to kind of put it down to basic terms here. It is not a $17,000 per day fine. It is $17,000 the first day. The second day, it's an additional $34,000. The third day, it's an additional $52,000. That is cumulative. If he were to miss all 3 days and not show up at all, he would be fined over $104,000. Once you get to – now, that has nothing to do with his accrued seasons. What an accrued season is you get credit for playing a season, which counts towards your contract and allows you to become a free agent once you have four seasons. If he misses this week, that has nothing to do with that. If he were not to show up the first day of training camp for mandatory camp, he would lose an accrued season, which means he wouldn't even be able to become a free agent at the end of this year, which obviously, you know, he's not going to do. So in that case, once we get to training camp, it's a different story, and you would think he would be there, but then who knows? Maybe he just leaves or doesn't do anything then if we're not in a position where he's comfortable with his contract situation.
We'll find out. Beyond that, Sal, mentor minicamp here, you know, once we get through the Cook story, could he speak today? One last thing. Could he speak? Like, will we hear from players today? Said McDermott, 11:45. What kind of player availability is there on a day like today?
We are actually scheduled to hear from Josh Allen today, the newly married Josh Allen. So we'll hear from him after practice today. And then it is from there, it's who knows. It's a lot of times it's players we get, like just you, they're walking off the field, you talk to them. But there's also players that we know that, you know, they're not going to speak today. You might request them. No, they're not talking. I would assume James Cook would be in that boat. If he is here, he's not going to speak. But who knows? Maybe he wants to talk. Maybe he wants to put something out there. That's always a kind of a, you know, a guessing game until we get there and we know. But, I mean, he doesn't talk a lot anyway. Not that he avoids the media. He's just kind of a shyer guy when it comes to the media. He doesn't talk a ton in this situation. I'd be a little surprised if he did, but you never know. You might have a guy that says, yeah, I want to talk. I want to get a message out there. I want to say what I think. And that could be anything. That being said, you know, we will hear from other players as well. And like I said, we are scheduled to hear from Josh Allen after practice today.
Yeah, Cook doesn't strike you as the type where, like, was it last month, Trey Hendrickson did like 25 minutes kind of putting his organization on blast. That situation is twice as long as the Cook one here, but I don't know. Whenever Cook speaks, he doesn't really come across as somebody that you feel like is going to make national headlines with like some 15-20 minute presser.
I agree with that. You know, and sometimes these guys have these situations where they do talk to the media, and it doesn't have to be negative towards the team. It could be more of a, hey, you know, everything's going to work out. I'm here. I want to work with my teammates. I trust the organization. I trust the process. That could be that. You know, you never know what you get from these guys. So if we hear from him today, I don't know, you know, which way that would go, but I'd be a little surprised if we heard from him, but you never know, I guess.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. One thing, the position group, of course, that's affected the most, we'll be interested to hear and see Ray Davis, Ty Johnson, how they maybe handle an increased workload, get more of an opportunity. One thing that, you know, if Cook were to be missing time, Sal, he'd be giving up reps and allowing his employer with a chance to start to envision what life might be without him. So, you know, it's the risk you run when you remove yourself, but we'll see how it goes. After Cook, what's the next biggest story about minicamp, about mandatory minicamp OTAs? Is it, we've already seen the pictures of this player's in better shape, right? Past that, you know, the Bills are pretty buttoned up. It's the health of Joey Bosa to see where that goes. But, you know, Sal, what's top of mind after Cook?
Yeah, I don't think Bosa's too much of a storyline because we know he's not participating. Right? That's already been said to us. Like, we know, I mean, there's nothing we're going to glean from him. He's going to be out there with his teammates, maybe standing on the field, but we know he's not participating until training camp. That he, you know, he's there for that. I do think it's more of the how do Keon Coleman and Dalton Kincaid look storyline. Like, that's going to be front and center. But we've had a look at them already. Like, one of the things about mandatory minicamp is people have to remember, it's really no different, guys, than OTAs. The only thing that's different is they have to be there. But everybody's been there except for James Cook. That's really it, right? I mean, like, I think last week Cam Lewis wasn't at practice, but then Andy Young, our buddy from Spectrum News One, he said he had told me, texted me, he saw him in the field house after. So it could have been anything. Maybe he was working on, you know, maybe he was getting treatment on something. Maybe he had a personal day, something going on, and you had to get there late. Whatever. Spencer Brown came out a little bit later last time. But I think from what I remember last week, the only guy, even DeMar, he was there. The only guy who wasn't there was James Cook. Everything else is the exact same. So, and everything they can do is the same, by the way. Like, there's no extra rules here that they have to follow that they haven't been able to do for the last 2 weeks. There's no extra rules they can do that they haven't been able to do. So, I mean, from there, we could take it anywhere, which is, okay, let's start to talk about camp battles, you know, and wide receiver, defensive back. I think that's a big one. I think corner number two, which we talked about yesterday here when you guys asked me about Tre'Davious White, I think that's a great, like, kind of spot to watch here as we go. I think the development of Cole Bishop is very, very important and interesting for the Bills. People talked about who the most, second most important player on the Bills roster is. I mean, I don't know if I'd say Cole Bishop specifically, but I think that spot is very important. Like that number two safety role, considering how the defense played last year and what they need from their secondary this year.
You mentioned Kincaid briefly there, Sal. There were some comments at the end of the season by Sean McDermott about him getting stronger. I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but there had been talk about his body type going forward. Was anything noticeable about him different, or was there any talk about kind of how he's progressed in that area since the end of the season to now?
Yeah, every coach talks about how, whether it's McDermott or Joe Brady last week, they just talk about how he's basically lived at the facility and lived in the weight room and really worked. Now, I can't tell you, honestly, that I've looked at Dalton Kincaid and said, oh my God, he's a lot bigger. Right? I mean, he only has a certain frame, and, you know, you can get bigger, and guys do that. Maybe that's the case. You know, there was a lot of, I posted a picture last week. He had a compression sleeve on his leg, and a lot of people, oh my God, he's got a compression sleeve. Well, a lot of guys wear compression sleeves. Compression sleeves are to help for blood flow. So, you know, you wouldn't be surprising to see anybody with or without an injury they're recovering from wear something like that. So that's something we're going to watch, Joe, but I would say just the messaging has been great about him and Keon Coleman. The messaging we've been hearing from the coaches has been, these guys have really been here a lot this year. They've really worked hard, and, you know, they're doing everything they can in the weight room to get to where they need to be.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline. I want to get back to Bishop real quickly, Sal, because, you know, his development, I like your point there about how important he is. What kind of competition do you feel like could be there? I mean, Hamlin's back and Derek Forrest, but it almost kind of looks like, you know, a year in the system. He missed training camp last year, and those were probably really important reps, or he missed time in training camp last year with the injury. Is it pretty much it's Bishop's job to lose? Would you say that?
I look at it that way, Jeremy. Yes, I do. I think if Cole Bishop is not the starting safety week one for the Bills, Sunday Night Football against the Baltimore Ravens,
something went wrong.
Something went wrong. Yeah. And whether that's an injury to him, hopefully that's not the case, or he just did not, you know, get to where you need to be. Because, you know, let's be honest, even though Damar Hamlin started at safety last year, and I think he was a lot better than people expected him to be, there was still a ceiling there, right? Like, Cole Bishop needs to just clear that ceiling. Because we know what Damar Hamlin is and can be. And if you go into your this year with Damar Hamlin once again as your starting second safety, I think there's a lot of questions about, okay, well, what are we doing here? Because that's as high as you can go. And again, I don't want to sound like I'm demeaning Damar Hamlin, because I think he played well last year given his role. But I think there's more to give at that position as far as athletically and you know, making plays on the football. And I think that's what they want Cole Bishop to be. Now, Derek Forrest, he does have, to me, kind of a higher ceiling. I also think he's also a little more of a boom or bust type of player. Like, this is a guy that I think, like, you put him in there and you know he's going to make a play or two, but you could also look back and go, oh, he also got beat a couple of times. That's a guy that's going to help you on special teams. He's going to help you in spot duty. You could always go with the safety, the safety pick at safety, Cam Lewis, who can come in. He can help you out. But again, that goes back to what's the ceiling there. I think Cole Bishop needs to win that job. I think they need him to win that job. And if Cole Bishop doesn't win that job, I think that there something probably has gone awry here with where Cole Bishop is.
Would you say the same, that phrase, his job to lose? It strikes me as a little different. Would you say the same about Max Harrison or no?
I wouldn't say it that way with Max Harrison. Okay. I think Max Harrison, we're talking semantics here. The way I look at that position, Jeremy, is I think he's going to be given every opportunity to win the job. I don't know if it's his job to lose, because I think that they are very comfortable if Tre'Davious White has to line up week one. Like, if Tre'Davious White lines up week one as your starting corner, I don't think there's this panic of what happened. You know, maybe some fans out there, I don't think the organization looks at it that way. If DeMar Hamlin does, I think you're wondering what happened with Cole Bishop. I mean, yeah, Max Harrison is your first-round pick. He's also a rookie, right? It doesn't have to happen right away. Maybe they feel like he can be the guy. I mean, you know, Christian Benford did win that job over Kyrie Elam, and eventually Kyrie Elam never got out there. But there were times, I think, if I remember right, I think Christian Benford might have even rotated with Dane Jackson a little bit, you know, that first year, right? So it doesn't have to come right away. I just think that they are probably okay with, if Max Harrison doesn't win the job right away, there's room for that. I think you need Cole Bishop to kind of be that guy right away after being a year in the system and a year in their offseason.
On that position, Sal, Jaire Alexander being released yesterday, and there was a report from Jordan Schultz that the Bills had been talking to the Packers earlier in the offseason about him. I mean, I would guess that was before the draft and before they signed Tre'Davious White. So with that, those moves happening probably since then, would you imagine that there's no, even though they showed interest earlier in the offseason, that they've done too much of the position for there to be a fit still?
Seems like it would be really unlikely, Joe. I mean, if it's a player they're very interested in, you never know, right? They could say, look, it's still an upgrade over what we have and what we can be here. There's no doubt that could be the case. So I would never rule it completely out. But I do think, you know, you think about the work they did, and I'll even go beyond that. It's not just, I mean, they re-signed Tre'Davious White, brought him back. Dane Jackson drafted Max Harrison, drafted Dorian Strong, who I think has looked pretty good as a later round pick. Like, you've just added so much to that position, and I think you need these guys, you need a couple of young guys to come along and play. And yeah, I just don't know if there's enough room now to do something like that. And let's also remember, now that he's getting released or been released, he has a say. You know, if you're Jaire Alexander, you know, you get traded to the Bills, okay, well, you're on the Bills or wherever. Now it's like, well, I'm going to a team that just drafted a first-round guy, and they brought back a beloved player who really knows their system. I don't know if he would think that that's the best opportunity for him.
Right, and he had a contract which you could have done some control with, whereas now, well, I guess I don't know what the market will look like for him, because this isn't much a Bills point, Sal, but there's a lot of veteran corners still available. Like, Rasul Douglas didn't sign. Griffin is another one. I mean, Stephon Gilmore never signed. So I think he probably goes to the top of the list, but he's not the only available veteran corner for a team out there that would need one. But I don't know. I feel like he's not going to just sign somewhere for the vet minimum.
I agree, Joe. It's probably more like he probably gets a little bit more than the vet minimum, a couple million more than that, maybe, whatever, but then he also has some incentives in there. I think of like an Elijah Moore. I'm not comparing this player to career, but, you know, Elijah, 2-point-something million guaranteed, and then he's got up to $5 million. Or maybe it looks more than that, but that's something like maybe you're looking at a guy who's out there and says, look, I can still play. They know that. The thing with Jaire Alexander is, like, I think he goes right to the top of the group of you mentioned because of his talent. It's just the injuries. He just hasn't been available over the last couple of years for the Green Bay Packers. But, man, if he goes somewhere and he stays healthy, like, he could really help a team, right? I think that's what's so intriguing about him. You know, so, yeah, it's interesting how these things work out. I saw the report, you know, about the money that Aaron Rodgers made, to kind of diverge from that on your point, Joe. So Aaron Rodgers making, what, $13 million base? Is that what it is, I think?
Yeah.
at guaranteed 13 base, and it can go as high as 20. And I'm like, and I see some people saying, oh, that's a good deal for him. And I'm thinking, I don't know, who are they negotiating against? He had one option. Why are you paying him $13 million? Like there's nobody else he could have gone to. Like, to me, I think that's that's too much of an overpay, not for the player necessarily at his stage of his career. You could debate that, but who were they negotiating against to give him that contract?
I guess they'd be negotiating against his retirement. Right, like, but
I guess so.
But
that's
you would have to be confident that he would be real about that. That if you really wanted to get into it with him on money and say, well, we're not going above, you know, like there's no other team in the league you could play for right now. So $8 million is our max. And Rodgers says, well, it's 15 or I'm retiring. I don't know that I'd believe him. That's what they'd be negotiating though against is the threat of him retiring.
That's exactly right. So I think a lot of times these things go in a way where you look at it and you say, wait a minute, like how did the guy get that kind of money? Sometimes you're like, wow, they got him for a steal. And, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, so we'll see. I the comments under the I think it was maybe Rappaport when he tweeted out, because a few of the guys did, and I was reading the comments, and literally they were half people going, oh, my God, that's a really good deal for him, and the win-win, and half the people going, holy cow, how could you pay him that kind of money?
Did you see the incentives, by the way, like what they are?
No, I didn't.
They're all playoff incentives, except for there's $1.5 million for if he wins the MVP. And then the rest of them are if he wins a playoff game, he gets this. If he wins the divisional round, he gets that. If he wins the Super Bowl, like it's all based on what the Steelers do in the playoffs.
Wow. No, I did not see that. So, all right. Well, hey, I mean, that's cool. They're team incentives then, really. Team incentives tied into him, which is good. And, you know, last year, he had some hot moments. He really did. Like, he looked pretty good at times. And there were other times where he didn't look so good. I think he got better as the season went on. You know, but, yeah, I think it was clear also he didn't want to stand in the pocket and get sacked. So they're going to have to make sure they do a really good job. I don't think their offensive line was as good last year as they wanted it to be. You know, that's interesting, though. I didn't see that. But, again, just going back to the point of sometimes these veterans are on the market. And you mentioned a couple of guys, Rasul Douglas, Stephon Gilmore, like, if one of those guys signed today, I would think, okay, probably like a very close to vet minimum deal. And vet minimum for them, though, is, you know, they've been in the league 10 years, right? I mean, Jaire Alexander hasn't, so his vet is going to be a little bit lower than that. But I do think that a lot of times a guy like Jaire Alexander, because of what he can bring you, you say, wait a minute, like, you know, you go out, you sign him, give him a little extra juice there, and then give him some incentives because if he hits and stays healthy, that's a really good player for you. I mean, I've heard – you know, a lot of teams, you know, well, who should sign him? Who should bring him in? The Dolphins, right? Jalen Ramsey situation. That's another one to watch today. Like, he's not going to show up today, right, for mandatory minicamp.
Right.
You know, he's looking to get traded there. And then who was the other one? Oh, yeah, I think, of course, the Ravens. I mean, doesn't Jaire Alexander just completely fit the Baltimore Ravens model?
Oh, 100%. And I think they have a need there, if I'm remembering. I mean, I don't know who they replace him with, but I know Trey White was playing for them in that playoff game against the Bills, and he's no longer there. So,
yeah, so
they have a spot.
We'll see.
Thanks, Sal.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
Del Capaccio. Be waiting to hear a little bit more from Bills minicamp. Sean McDermott, 11:45 today. He mentioned we'll hear from Josh Allen, and of course we'll get the latest on James Cook and whether or not he'll be in attendance today for the first day of mandatory minicamp. Jeremy and Joe, you can give us a ring if you want, 803-0550. Joe said he had some mini trivia.
I got some. I got some trivia based on our conversation that we just had a little bit at the end there with Sal.
All right. Some trivia. You could try to tell me why there's an asterisk on my latest accomplishment. Try to make a case there's an asterisk.
Not really, but maybe. Not really.
We'll find out. All right. Give us a ring. 803-0550 NWGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.